Aaron.
I just listened to a podcast about all things elephant.
Oh, yeah?
I am basically...
Will you ever forget it?
We just end the show now? Oh, God damn. See, now I'm all verklempt from that horrible, horrible joke. I think I'm an L expert. Basically.
Wow.
Do you want to hear something very heart-tugging? There was...
Of course.
I know you... Well, you don't have a heart to tug. There was an elephant that was... A new elephant was introduced to this other bunch of elephants in the sanctuary. And they noticed that the female elephant was all of a sudden just overwhelmed and comes up to the other elephant. And they're just behaving very strangely. And they're sniffing each other all over. And it's clear that they knew each other. And they did some research and found out that 30 years ago, for 3 months, they both worked at the same circus together. It was just one story like that after another after
like,
another.
Samantha, where have you been?
Yeah, that was completely it. And
it's like, the circus life isn't for me anymore.
They were both retired. They were yentls. And
all these animal activists, man. Man, they're just because of them, we're out of work.
Well, there's something to be said about that. Exactly.
All these circuses are just
these. Oh, look
going
at this! Thank you, guys. I think we've got some other elephants over here, but now they look back at their family. June, look at that. See, even you were touched. Stuff you should know, that podcast. And the whole thing was just based on elephants. I was actually telling Richie Redding about it because he and I have similar animal tastes, don't you know? But it was really good. They are just fascinating creatures. And their trunks are just a whole other entity. Like, it's like it's another animal stuck upon them.
Yeah.
And I say that the reason that the trunks evolved to become what they were is because they were... wasting so much energy and calories coming down to eat something that this truck would just get longer and longer to pick it up and eat them. I can tell I'm already losing you.
But yeah.
I recommend the podcast. Do you even know where you are right now?
What?
Yeah, listening to Grail.
No, I'm trying to think about... And isn't there also another purpose for the trunk? Is it for balance or... There's something else it does. I feel like I heard this.
There's
one.
Lots of... I mean, like... They can, I mean, obviously there's the greeting.
Can they store stuff in it?
They can detect weather patterns in it, and they claim, I don't know how they would prove it, but they can tell if the storm's happening days beforehand and act accordingly.
And, like,
or
start
something
migrating
like
or whatever.
Something like that, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know how some people...
I'm the coolest, clearly.
So cool. Some people like to go on these trips where they can, like, hug elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this? I had a friend who did this recently. That's never been on my list of to-do.
I don't think hugging, period, is on your list.
It's like hugging animals.
Yes. I don't think that you're a hugger overall.
This heart is not warm.
No, but I love the fact that you actually claim to have one.
Yeah.
That is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Oh, see, here we go. Now, the podcasters in question, I don't remember their names. They say that you shouldn't go to places like this because these animals have been trained to first fear humans and then therefore be subservient to them, and so that we shouldn't be encouraging that kind of behavior because they're still wild animals.
And some of these elephants are huge. They're really heavy. And you see videos where it just, like, lies on people, and they, like, fall over. These people fall over. They have all this weight on them to the point where I'm like, you know you hate this, but you have to pretend that you're loving it. Like, oh, so cool. I have this large, heavy animal just, like, suffocating me.
Oh, boy. Must be, like, sleeping with Gino.
And then it takes a dump, and you're like, it's so cute. It's natural.
You do that in my backpack all the time. It's like I'm marking your territory or something.
Leave it
like
open.
That. Well, that's true. And I always do have my newspaper right here near there, so it's almost like it's begging for it.
Like, there goes his femur. It's just sitting on his leg.
Oh, man. I mean, I know it's probably bad for them overall, but I kind of want to do this. You had me. You've got me. Elephant sanctuary that also doubles as a place where we can hug them. Look at that. He loves it.
What's next? A hippo? We're all just going to, like, be cuddling hippos?
Hippos are very, very dangerous. I think that they
aren't all animals in this situation?
Well, obviously, elephants are cute and cuddly, much like the found footage that is Dumbo. But hippos are responsible for the most deaths of any human.
Seriously?
More than sharks, everything.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Stick with me. I'll give you all sorts of giant animal.
Try to cuddle it, and then...
Yeah, they look kind of friendly. Also, hippos, until recently, we thought were herbivores. There is, and I think we showed it on the show because I'm a monster, there are this footage out there of hippos killing and eating zebras.
Oh. It's like something when times are tough.
Thank you. Exactly. You know what? It's a freelance economy. I don't know what that means as far as annihilating zebra populations are concerned. But, like, they've just, like... evolved to all of a sudden become carnivores as well, or omnivores, I guess. Yes, look at this. You guys are on fire today.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Are they drowning it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If they don't kill the zebra's going to kill them. I don't think that's true, actually. Yeah, they are just... And then they... See, you look at their teeth. They are very cube-like. I don't see any type of canine quality to them, so I don't even know how they digest those motherfuckers. But you know what? Thank Christ. That's one less evil zebra in the world.
Maybe that was just for sport, and they don't eat it.
That could be it. Animals do that. We are not the only ones. Dolphins kill for sport.
Have we figured out if zebras are white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
I don't see color, you fucking bigot, so I wouldn't know either way. As far as I am concerned, zebras just...
The world is black and white to me!
I know it is! You little Klansmen. But yes, they, Oh,
wow.
That's...
Was that its baby?
No, that was like a baby, some sort of hooved creature.
It says zebras have white fur on their bellies, which suggests
that they're white
with black stripes.
Oh, did you hear Joanne? She just went, phew. Yeah.
But if you shaved a zebra, you would find black skin underneath.
Boo, said Joanne.
Who shaved the zebra to figure that out? I want to interview him.
Oh, good Lord. Well, these poor, what is that in
there? Those hyenas?
Those are definitely hyenas. Oh, look at that. Why did the hippo save him? Oh, but then...
The hippo wants him for himself. Oh, no.
This is not... Whatever that herbivore is, he is not living his best life. All right. So what? The hyena's going to come there and get it. So why is the hippo protecting him, but not really? Oh!
Oh, God.
Yeah, first he thought that it was some sort of heartwarming tale between... this antelope and a hippo, but no. No, indeed. Oh! Oh! Oh, that's a backbreaker. Oh, wow.
Brutal.
See, and again, you could be very well right. That could be just for sport. That could not... He might not have actually eaten that thing. Just for fun. Just killing stuff to kill it. Hippos are fucking evil, man. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
You're not owning it.
No, I'm fine. It's a Tuesday. I spent way too much time last night looking at photos of myself.
Oh, no. Look at you. Look how... No wonder you're in such a good mood.
No, I just got all my headshot proofs back. I got new photos taken.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about them.
And so I loved this photographer. His name's Billy B. He is also an actor, so I feel like... I feel like that was kind of helpful. Yeah, I posted this to my Instagram story. I loved almost every photo that, like, I don't know how I'm going to pick. So I
don't know how I can pick.
I sent them to my agents so that they can tell me what they like, because every time I pick one, they go, it's not the best. Not the greatest. Well,
part of that is because you picked Leah Remini's photo down there. I think that's...
I love confusing people.
It's got to be illegal.
It's me.
Look at my new headshot. And then it's just you thinking about Xenu.
Yeah, I'm putting it out into the universe that I'm going to play her and or her kin someday.
You could probably do the accent. Is hers a Jersey accent or is it a sort of a Brooklynish one? I can never tell the difference.
It's a New York accent, I believe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Somewhere. I can't differentiate between the whole Queens Brooklyn thing, but
she is the queen of Queens.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because it gives FyFan Photoshop more options for new segments.
Totally.
But I have
a lot of new photos that look more like me.
I was thinking about this, though. Like, I think our career goals are for you to find that perfect role that's going to stratosphere you into superstardom.
Totally.
And my career goal is to get run over by a bus. You know, every day I walk to work and I'm kind of like, right in the middle of the street.
Oh, man. It would be.
And the buses have brakes, man.
It would be so good if I was on an ad on that bus that killed you.
It's like.
So it would be like I killed you.
It's like a really grisly R-rated version of the Sex and the City opener.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of a puddle, you just smash my bones. But the problem with this is when you finally leave me for this part,
yeah,
and I have not yet mercifully been ended, then I've got all these segments left over. Like, we've got a million Joe segments that what the fuck am I going to do with once you go off to get your goddamn Oscar? Poor five-man Photoshop. I don't know.
And yeah, you know I will never call in.
No!
I will never associate myself.
Unless your big role is just savaged by the critics and then you could call in drunk from Sullivan's.
No, or like if I have to play an alcoholic who like has very little ambition, I'll call you for research.
You are welcome. I will be an ugly version of your Bradley Cooper. Look at this. Yeah, are we just going through? Let's like kind of do a roll call here of how many goddamn.
No, but guys, I am going.
No such segments.
On another bachelorette trip to Miami.
No, we got to use that.
Okay, so that'll be good.
This is my favorite one. How many do we have? There's so many forgotten that we need to start. And I'm dying in the background of all of them.
What I miss.
I'm kind of in this one. And Sleepy Gino. There's a National Jonah graphic.
On date. Yep.
Yeah. Christmas. Morning Year in Review. Look at all of these.
That's the best.
We're going to do another Oscar one. I like that one. Oh! Can't wait for that one at the end. We got to do another You Don't Know. This is almost getting obnoxious. It's too much. Too much, Joe. But I'm looking forward to being your alcoholic sort of sensei.
Yeah.
For that one role. That'll be great.
Because, you know, I don't believe in method acting.
Well, I actually thought that you were, I know you don't, and you've forced me to not believe it. I actually thought you were kidding me about the fact that Bradley Cooper pisses on himself in A Star Is Born.
Oh, my God. Did you finally see the movie?
Please. I've got a life to lead.
Are you just watching? You found the scene?
No. Someone was talking about it in an interview.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. They were kind of made your point about the fact that he's sort of like.
He really did it?
Huh? I don't know if he actually did urinate himself, but I hope he's that method.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Oh, him actually pissing on himself on stage. But the fact of the matter is, this is not without precedent. I remember, it was oddly a weird turnout for me, I think. Fergie pissed on herself on stage one time. Have you not seen these photos?
I have not.
Oh, well, we might have to.
Can we get the photos of Fergie pissing herself?
There's like, I don't think there's video.
Not like the queen.
But you see.
Or princess, Fergie.
Oh, that would be even better. But, well, she did sing London Bridge. I hate the fact that I know that. Every show, you see me getting a little gayer. I thought Don was waving at us, but he's just gesturating. But yeah, there's a photo of her on stage. There we go. And it gets bigger and bigger and more and more clearly. And then she finally copped to it.
Are they just like sweaty vaginas?
So, is that the name of your garage band? I always forget.
No.
Joanne and the Sweaty Vaginas.
It's the name of my jazz trio.
The weird thing is the other two people, dudes. You gotta think about that name. But the other thing too is at first, I don't think at first she tried to lie her way out of it.
Girl pees herself. It's not like a bowl. Like it's more in the butt.
Well, that's what it is. By the way, I love what an expert you are on this.
No, it's just that's like common knowledge.
Well, she finally copped to it. In an interview, she said that she did indeed pee herself. She had a lot to drink beforehand.
That's so funny.
Went straight from the limo to the stage. No time for a pee break. Listen, divas out there, always make time for a pee break.
By the way, is this an optical illusion or is his face really close?
Yeah, it's as if he's saying to the stain. She can't be the only one. There's got to have been other people that have peed themselves on stage besides Bradley Cooper and Fergie.
Wait, oh, I see. This is a split image. I thought it was two people on stage together. And I was like, that is solidarity.
Oh, that she was
one pees, the other pees.
Fergie and her stunt double both decided to pee together?
Hey, the stunt double's really committed to her job.
Indeed they are.
Interesting. Wow. Man, cargo shorts, happy those went away. Now women don't even wear pants on stage.
Well, that would make the actual peed on themselves even better. Have you ever peed on yourself?
Not on stage. I'm sure I did.
That means that's a yes, then. Although, wait, I would assume you might have peed on yourself on stage. Those plays are long.
There's intermissions.
but maybe it was one of those like off Broadway performances where there were no bathrooms.
No, talk about
struggling for your craft.
Like, I've laughed really hard that I've peed a little.
That is such a girl thing. Guys don't do that. I always hear girls like, oh, I just peed a little or something like that. That is not, I mean, unless the dude's got some serious prostate issues, Gino, that normally does not happen to a guy where they laugh so hard they pee themselves. Now, you add a little whiskey into the equation, all bets are off.
Chris.
But laughing and peeing doesn't really happen with dudes. I don't know what's going on with
them. Isn't it funny how it's connected?
Bladders.
I guess it's just like a muscular thing.
For women, yeah, but it doesn't seem like it's like that for guys. You were definitely looking for stories last night while eating.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of like weird eating related stuff. And I assume it was while you were waiting for the food to be made, because it just looked like you got a big case of the hungies.
It's just like I had a salad for lunch, which was not super satisfying. And then once you find one food story, then you keep finding others, and then you're watching videos, and then it's this huge wormhole of just food related.
Welcome to my elephant life.
But who doesn't like looking at food?
I'd rather look at elephants. Why would you want to look at food rather than eat it? That's the bit I don't get.
I'm on a budget.
Ugh, boy, you ain't.
Also a diet. I like
don't
watching
be that girl.
Other people. That's why I like my 600-pound life.
What?
I feel great about myself.
That is why you like that stuff. We never got to the gasoline one yesterday. We gotta do that. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Or terrible stuff, because I didn't look at that video. I think a lot of times with people embarrassing themselves, I cringe. My stomach cringes for them. More and more, I'm just getting hypersensitive, period. Without doing too much of a spoiler alert, it involves a girl that's addicted to huffing gasoline, which I wasn't really aware was a thing. But I guess if you can think of it, it is. And I feel like this is going to make... I'm going to lose brain cells looking at this thing. I think this is going to be...
You're going to have, memory scent of gasoline all day.
Oh, boy. Well, they say that there's, 3% of the population that likes smelling skunks and likes that smell. Weird. I think I am that person. I think I'm part of that
30%. Really?
I like it. Because I'm from the Midwest, and we're just silly with skunks, don't you know?
Or you've just always had skunked beer that you're like, it's home.
I don't like skunky beer, but I like smelling skunky weed almost more than smoking. I get too paranoid also in my old age. But I like that smell, and I like the smell of skunks. I really do.
Hmm.
And I think I'm part of that thing. They also say that every person that likes smelling skunks is also a card-carrying genius. No, I don't say that. That's not part of the study. But, yeah, I like it. Yeah, you find that to be suspicious?
So weird.
I'll keep you this, fucking saying that is absolutely
insane.
Keep this in
mind for future gifts.
Question mark? You know what? Your presence is a gift.
That's right.
Anything you want to get to before we get to our lovely guests? I believe they're all here.
Let's bring them in.
Let's do it. Get to our delightful Don James is back. We love him. It's been way too long. Author, comedian, TV host, stand-up. We've got a bunch of dates that we'll get to throughout the broadcast, during the broadcast, and at the end of the broadcast. That's how much we love him. Ali Breen is back. And as is Justin Smith. Guys, all those wonderful plugs that I probably didn't see on the emails we can get to at the end of it. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
I'm not plugging anything. I'm just here for the love.
Oh, stop it. Wait, you're coming up in Niagara Falls, I believe. You've got a show happening there.
I do not.
You do not? I didn't read that correctly then.
No.
What was that? Probably it's already happened. I don't know. I'm terrible.
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
I drove within 50 miles of it once.
There you go. That's probably what you're talking about.
Well, it's majestic. Also have always wondered if anyone has ever actually survived going on a barrel down. Have you never seen that? Yeah, people all the time would evade the rules, get in a barrel, and try to go down. And I don't know why you would know.
Canada or
cartoons? That really happened? Yeah. I've seen that in Bugs Bunny when I was a kid. Yeah. I think.
Well, I feel like I went recently and. Because I was in Buffalo, and I think the biggest problem would be getting to the falls alive, because there's so many, you don't realize it, but there's so many, rocks and, shit in the river.
Oh, yeah.
It amps up, so it's insane before you even get there, so I don't even know how you could, get to a place where you could get to the falls. Like, I feel like getting alive to it would be the worst part.
Not to mention navigating all those shifty Canadians. Fucking build a wall over there, for Christ's sake.
Is it really that magical, though?
It's pretty dope.
Really? I just feel like if I'm getting, like, sprayed with this mist, like...
Well, that's only if you get on the fucking...
Gino's not here for that one.
It's only if you get on the redneck boat that goes right up to the top. Like, you can just be... Like, you can just be here and, like, hey, this is cool, and then not have the fucking shower. Yeah.
It is one of those things that it's like, it's almost like Clark Griswold in European Vacation while they're just sort of like looking, maybe it was the original Vacation where they just sort of look at the sights and then they kind of like move on to the next one, like you're checking off your list, but you can see it on a postcard.
So like better than the Hoover Dam.
I think it's probably on par with the Hoover Dam.
Yeah. The Hoover Dam's on
myth. Come, please. It's a giant piece of cement. What are you looking at?
You're a Hoover Dam truther.
It is a testament to the ingenuity of early 20th century America.
No, Niagara Falls, you got the power of the water. You have the Canadians walking around like they're real people.
All that fucking flannel. They're just hairier versions of lesbians. I don't like it.
One of the Willenda relatives just walked a tightrope over the Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How many of those fucking Willendas are there?
Yeah, you think they'd all be dead by now? Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. God, their insurance must be fucking through the roof. Well, I like that. Now it was like we're through it. Ooh.
But you see what I'm saying? Like the whole way up to like bananas.
But I feel this is cooler than actually seeing it from the boat where you're below it getting sprayed. Like this.
What are we all afraid of getting our hair frizzy? What's going on?
Yes.
Look who you're talking to.
You have like a blowout. You should be the most concerned.
Sorry. I'm 52 and I have hair. God forbid.
That sounds like a guy wearing a toupee if I've ever heard one. Like he's just like, look how natural my hair looks.
I'm always a week away from a mullet. Don't worry about it.
Look who you're talking to, I go in between like mullet or Joni and Joni Loves Chachi. That look going for me a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, I kind of look like Erin Moran before she died of being homeless. Yeah. I'm in that Erin Moran stage. Well, all right. Let me see if I can do my segues have been terrible lately. From Niagara to NASA.
They're both words that start with N.
Well, yeah, that's good enough, right? And they have an alliteration quality that's not just the N's, I think. But unless you don't want to do the NASA one.
From Canadian to real jokes. Hey.
Oh, God. Don't bash our friends to the north.
NASA is looking for jokers to become astronauts in order to keep morale high on the long journeys to Mars. So remember, we're trying to do this mission to Mars. It's apparently going to take years to get there.
Fake news.
So they want people with a good sense of humor to, I guess, entertain. However, you can't just be a comedian. You also have to be an astronaut. You have to go through all the training, be able to
participate
in missions.
I don't know if I'd want to do this.
There's a professor of anthropology. Is there any other kind? Professor Johnson, who said groups work best when they have somebody who takes on the role of class clown. These are people that have the ability to pull everyone together, bridge gaps when tensions appear, and really boost morale.
Well, yeah, one job takes 20 years to learn how to do, and the other one's be an astronaut. So
I didn't realize we were such astronaut-hating group here today. I like
somebody didn't win class clown in high school and is a little pissed.
You know what? When I read that, I was like, cruise ship comics are already filling out the application. Like they're already
That's great training.
Oh my god.
Though you can leave a cruise ship. When you're in Mars, you're in it to win it.
Is this space helmet on? where are you? Where are you playing this weekend? Funny Bone Improv? I'll be on Mars Friday and Saturday. Two shows. Really? Who books that? Every comic will be asking, who books the Mars thing?
I think that there's got to be a little more than just being funny, though, because you need a certain – there's got to be a certain mental toughness that – goes way beyond punchline.
Well, they've already got a thing where, like, you remember where they drew somebody, like, remember there was a hole in the space station and they had to evacuate everybody, and then they found out that it was like somebody on the space station had drilled a hole It was like somebody on the space station because they wanted to get the fuck out. Like, that's where this comes from. They won't say that, but that's where it comes from.
It reminds me of that Space Madness episode on Ren and Stimpy. I think everyone that one, of course,
the one. What episode was that again?
Space Madness one. I think season two.
Allie, the issue is with comics. Not everyone finds every comic funny.
Yeah.
So it's almost. Do you think they'll need a tryout and an audition for the other astronauts to see if they gel?
Can you imagine if you bomb and then you're stuck for 10 years, however long you're on there, just with the same people face to face. That's the worst. And most comics haven't gone to college. Forget about getting a physical, most comics have gone to jail. Like, you don't want to be stuck.
You got to do an open mic on the moon first. You work out there for, about a year, and then we'll see.
Pay your dues.
Yeah. Are they saying now, I remember, I've not been keeping up on all these Mars updates, but weren't they originally saying that the people that go to Mars, that's it. They ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a one-way trip. Are they now saying that they will eventually have the power to come back?
Wait, that's the case, I'll send some comics to Mars if we can get them out.
Well, we can't tell jokes in comedy clubs anymore, so we might as well go into space.
I was going to say, less political correctness over there, I would assume.
Yeah, Martians like the hardcore shit, man. Okay. I'm shooting my next Netflix special there.
What? Yes.
Oh, live from Mars.
Watch you arrive in the
look at me wearing suspenders right there. Yeah.
Is that NASA or the Fox newsroom? What the fuck? They looked way more like a television studio, and that one looked Russian. I don't know. And just seeing the same people every single day. Ugh. I mean, I can't, because it's not going to be able to hold that many people.
Wait, that just made me think. Do people like fuck in space? Do these astronauts sleep with each other?
They must.
Yes. Just
remember that one that fell in love with the other astronaut and threw a diaper on and drove cross country? Yes, that was the crazy. Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah.
Mm. I think that there's been, I know NASA has been asked it directly, and they've sort of danced around it, which leads me to believe it happened, about the fact of sex having already happened in space. And I'm not talking Moonraker, a really bad James Bond movie, but I'm talking actual sex in space. And the way NASA sort of addresses those questions, they sort of hem and haw. It's like Clinton being sequestered. Leads me to believe someone's had sex in space already.
Yeah, but what about gravity? It doesn't.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't do it. It wasn't like a specific experiment where they could actually grant it, but I think it did just happen out of boredom.
I think that's where the hole in the space station come from.
Yeah. Also, we're like animals, you know? So like these urges, and you're with other people, especially if it's mixed sex, men and women.
No, this is not a real space station.
Is this porn?
This is so porn.
I like how his spacesuit, you can see his legs, legs in that thing.
With the backwards cap? Who are you?
Columbia jacket he's got on.
Every hip-hop guy wears that same outfit.
For some reason, I was going to say, this space station seems to be in Brunswick.
Yeah. Please tell me they leave the suits on.
Ed Norton.
Yeah.
And they just have a flap.
He's like Billy Madison.
NASA engineer. Look at this guy.
Is this the muscle you're referring to?
Wow. I would have thought NASA engineers would be a little better with the pillow talk.
But also, when was this made? Look at her hair and styling. Is this like...
She went to Niagara Falls.
That's Jersey 2018.
I was gonna... Yeah, you of all people, don't be smirk here.
Whoa!
No space bra?
No,
they're always perky in space.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Gravity holds it up.
Yeah.
Again, I just like the fact that he chose to bring his hat, wear it backwards. Yeah. While in space.
Who needs
went
that much
straight
of a
from the
story
gas station to.
Well, he was trying to be lighthearted. They want funny. At least in space, Carlos Mencia can't steal your joke, so.
I love that we're able to find a way to bash Carlos Mencia all the way over here.
I crowbarred that one in.
Oh, man. Well, and you do need crowbars in space. Yeah. I'm trying to find the gasoline one because we teased it, and now I'm desperate to see it. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
You are addicted to my dangerous addiction, and now you found this, and I think it's going to be horrific.
Speaking of great ideas.
No,
great. The title of this, is smelling gasoline a dangerous addiction? Spoiler, it is. It's dangerous, says research. There was a woman who appeared on the TLC series My Strange Addiction. She has enjoyed the smell of gasoline since she was like 13 years old.
Aww.
And she now smells, she has little bottles of gasoline all around her house, and she takes whiffs of it multiple times a day. Unfortunately, there are over 150 chemicals that are mixed together in gasoline. One of the chemicals, benzene, emits a sweet odor that some people find pleasant. So she isn't the only one who thinks it smells good. However, if you're smelling this in large amounts, it can be toxic. But guys, listen, it's about moderation. Just limit your sniffing to like once or twice a day. Otherwise, you can get dizziness, headaches, euphoria. That sounds great. Irritability, drowsiness, and loss of memory. And then even larger amounts could lead to hallucinations, seizures, and a loss of consciousness or even death.
These are all the side effects of every medicine you see on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's not really that bad.
That's actually a really good
said point. Like a true gas
huffer. So this will cure your asthma, but here's 500 side effects.
I knew this show was going to be anti-mincia and pro-huffing.
Can we get the video?
Pro-huffer.
All these dangerous gas chemicals. Meanwhile, this segment's brought to you by Diet Coke.
I'm from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
It's not good for
and
you.
And I'm addicted to
smelling
gasoline.
Oh, wow. She's not the way I would picture her to be. Oh, come on, lady.
There you go.
Oof.
That is.
Morning. Huff responsibly.
She looks like she's going through chemo.
Smell my gas bottle.
She wakes up with it.
Take another sniff of the gasoline. And then I'll come downstairs. And a couple minutes later, I'll take another sniff of it.
Oh boy, it's having a horrible effect on her eyebrows.
Teresa has been addicted to smelling gasoline for over 30 years.
Maybe Whoopi Goldberg is a huffer. That's why she doesn't.
Every 10 minutes.
She wakes up in the middle of the night for a fix.
I don't even know how to explain how it smells. I just love the smell of it, how it makes my nose feel inside the back of my throat.
This explains Gary Busey. They both look alike, and I guess that's what happens.
Teresa was only 13 years old when her dad asked if she wanted to smell his duster.
But I think she comes from a long line of gas sniffers because her dad asked her if she wanted to smell the gasoline.
Yep.
Do you think he was trying to kill her?
Did you see that baby picture? I probably would have also.
Oh, yeah.
If there is a way to get some sort of a buzz off of it, Justin, someone is going to discover it and abuse it. Is this not just human nature? And or she's sort of like a human minivan.
Well, let her do what she wants. I don't trust anything that TLC ever puts out anyway.
How dare you?
I mean, like, how convenient is all this? Like, every show, every strange addiction, it's always like, isn't this oddly entertaining? Like, doesn't all the people oddly do weird shit that keeps you watching the show?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's like...
That's TV.
Yeah.
But I mean, like... I thought we talked about this last time I was on, but, like, just how, I don't buy the fact that everything is, like... On TLC is like, I mean, like they're
learning.
Embellishing everything.
You never banged a plushie.
What?
You've never banged a plushie.
What is a plushie?
A plushie in the furry community is someone who dresses up like a mascot, but there's a little hole in it.
It was legitimately a
stuffed animal. Drilling holes and
Is that it? Maybe plushie is a stuffed animal.
If we're talking about fucking a mascot.
That's what it is. Having sex with someone dressed as a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah. We've seen lots of footage of that.
See, we are learning something, and it's totally realistic.
Yeah, these are all important things that you need to learn.
Definitely.
You're being sarcastic. Allie, is it sort of a stretch to say that is learning as far as the learning channel is concerned? I mean, we're learning that this is a thing.
Why is it still the learning channel?
You learn what not to do and what not to be like, I guess. But this, it's like Don said, that's actually, the side effects aren't that bad that they listed. The worst one was a seizure that was like a possibility at the very end. But that would be bad, but that sounds like it was like the last, very, like last thing that they were like, maybe. It doesn't seem like, I was like, the hallucination sounds kind of good. Like it sounds like out of any drug you could pick.
And also, it's a cheap way to sort of get a quick thrill. I mean, I think that looks like a lot
she's
less expensive
bothering
than a
anyone.
Bottle of Jameson.
She's not, like, sucking dick behind a dumpster to get gasoline. Well,
she hangs out at gas stations, and she sniffs the employees.
So when I was a teenager, I cut lawns, and one time in the gas can, there was the cap had, like, some of the grass clippings went in, and I blew into it, and gas went into my eyes and burned me up. So I knew, like, gas is dangerous.
Yes.
I was like the Richard Pryor of gas huffing. You know, I was... I was running down the street screaming. I got burnt up, and I knew this. I got to stay away from this.
We recently did a episode on Scrooged, because we're a think piece, And that line, of course, that Bill Murray did where the guy was on fire and he goes, throws the water on him and he goes, I'm sorry, I thought he was Richard Pryor. Obviously, that was improv, and they almost didn't leave it in the movie because it was like a year after Richard Pryor got on fire, and it was like the original too soon. Of like, but they finally, I guess, did. Maybe Richard thought it was funny. But yeah, Richard Pryor set himself on fire accidentally while freebasing.
Oh,
she's very
God.
Young.
Yeah. May he rest. He's dead right now.
He is dead, but not from that.
He didn't die from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Huffing.
I do feel like, though, she started this when she was 13. I think a lot of scent.
I don't know
is,
why this disgusts me.
Scent is tied to memory, and like whenever I smell gasoline, I crave ice cream because I think of the ice cream truck.
You're such
that
a
was
lady,
the
baby.
Time when I would smell like the fumes of the truck. It meant I was allowed to get some sort of sweet cold treat in the summer, and so whenever I smell sort of those truck fumes, now I think of that time in my life and wanting. What did they call those where there was the piece of gum at the bottom?
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Oh, God. It was like an icy...
Chup?
No, it looked like...
I know what you're talking
looks
about.
Like a little
frozen,
cone,
so you had to, like,
and then there was
on the thing before you could...
If there was no volume to that gesture you were just making there, it would have seemed like you were talking about something completely different.
Screwball?
Screwball. It was a screwball. Thank you, Garrett.
I like that you're making your gas huffing problem sound sweet. You're like, I huff gas, it's because I think of ice cream.
From eating ice cream to watching other people eat it. Yeah. I could tell, we were talking about this earlier, I could tell that Joanne had not eaten last night when she had found these stories because they're all food related. Or maybe you were in the process of making your little din-din. What was it? Did you have some Hot Pockets? Spaghetti?
No, I made spaghetti. It's cheap.
So am I. Solo Reservation. Actually, this is the eating alone one. This thing is called, how do you pronounce this? Mukbang?
Mukbang. Have you guys heard of this?
It sounds like having sex with a swamp.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, that'd be so much better. That was like that Ebex.
Swamp is your mouth.
Yes.
I think of ice cream when I fuck a swamp.
TLC's next program.
Men who fuck swamps. Some TLC.
They're out there, Justin. They are.
Mukbang has grown into an epic internet phenomenon. I've never heard of this thing that millions of people are watching on worldwide platforms such as YouTube, Africa TV, and the Twitch. It is originally gained popularity in South Korea, of course it did, during the 2010s, and involves showcasing a wide range of foods from various cultural backgrounds through the online platform. And while people are eating on mukbangers, there's also conversational content that allows the audience members to connect with them most of the time while they're eating as well. This sounds oddly interactive, very strange.
Yeah, and then even some of these eating videos, they connect to the ASMR community, which is the people who like the sounds, like the really specific, like, tiny sound. I don't know. People get off on that, I guess. It creates tingling sensations. There you go. Look at that video.
Man. Well, they're not hiding the South Korea.
It's about
aspect.
Them eating massive amounts of food.
It has a bit of like a cilantro-y taste. Not really. I don't
the
really know how
that
to describe
she inhales
it, but
is nuts.
I don't think it's as spicy as the nuclear fire noodles. And that's what the Korean mukbangers were saying.
Is she really tiny or is
this
that
isn't
box
as spicy?
But that's the other
but
thing.
It's
every
to be
video.
Four times spicy.
The food is at the level of their chin.
This is the biggest fat girl trick on the planet. It's like put something big in the.
This is the foreground.
This is the next step from cleavage and face only.
She's shaped like a fig under that table.
Three or four, it gets spicier as it goes.
Well, there's something else going on here. There's
right
like a
now,
young girl
like
fetish thing. Because look at the.
Yeah, there is. There is.
And also just the fact that the chopsticks are gigantic, the bento box is gigantic.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and the mouthful she's taking is insane.
90% of the internet is pictures of people's food, so are we surprised this is happening?
This is true, yeah. Yeah. Taking it to another level.
Yeah, next level, you know.
She's eating that whole bowl in one bite.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And the thing is, traditionally with noodles, you're not supposed to bite them, you know? Like, you're supposed to eat the whole length of it.
Ooh.
So I guess that's what she was doing. But she's like ready to go for more. It's nuts.
It's not numbing yet.
It's not what?
Yeah, look how stupid this is while we watch the whole video.
And we're intrigued.
Isn't it Justin, don't you think there is something compelling?
Don't you fast forward it, Garrett. I see what you're doing.
There's something compelling about this.
There is?
I think you don't think so?
No.
What?
No.
It's not compelling?
I agree.
No, I mean,
you know what's funny? I actually met a girl that does this on Instagram.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And, like, they have millions of views, some of these videos on YouTube. Like, you can create a career out of this.
Good for her.
They do that with nachos, you think? I could put a YouTube channel.
I saw a girl go to Taco Bell. There's a Taco Bell video. You should find that one. Where she just goes, she buys a whole haul. She's eating it in her car. She has a little wood, like, tray in her car. And she didn't have a fork, so she's eating with her hands. It gets kind of sexual at some point, which I also think other people are into.
Yeah. Wow.
But I skipped this whole part and just masturbate to my 600-pound life.
Get hot.
I don't want to see how they get there. I just want the final result.
Is this it?
No. The other girl was cute that I saw.
I know. See,
are you?
Excuse me? What did you say?
These people look like...
Why is she not cute?
Because she doesn't have her nails done. The other girl had her nails done.
That was the best backpedal I think I've ever heard you do.
Also, this just took away the sexual aspect if it's a couple. I thought they just wanted to see girls, like, pound food.
Have you never been to Florida?
These are mukbang swingers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know why she has to show us everything. Like we don't believe. This is not a fucking close-up magic show. Why do you have to show me?
God, I love a Crunchwrap Supreme.
You see that there's cheese in this tortilla.
They're combining every popular video because now they're doing unboxing plus the food fetish plus the sex. Like, they're trying to get everything in there.
This is a really weird video of Lisa Traeger.
Need some lotion.
Oh. Anyone have any gas I can sniff right now?
But see, here they aren't talking, so it feels like they're trying to be stealth or like they're ashamed. I like when people talk, because then it's like, I don't feel guilty.
What's the name of the restaurant in the background?
The girl was like enjoying herself. They just kind of look like they're...
Is that part of the allure of the mukbang videos, is they talk while they're eating, while their mouth is full?
I feel
it's either one or the other. So it's like either the ASMR, like you're eating something like crispy fried chicken or noodles where you're slurping, or it's I'm connecting with my viewers. This one video I watched was this woman who ordered what her last meal on death row would be, and she's eating it, but she's talking about her breakup with her ex the whole time.
Oh, that's very concerning as far as how that video
is. Over a million views.
Look how excited she is. You love these videos.
This is the Taco Bell girl. She's so cute.
She really is.
But you like these videos, Joanna.
I do.
Oh, her nails are done. That's right.
You
were laughing. Like,
I don't understand why fast food is so good.
That's that Dorito thing. I wanted to try that.
Oh, this is absolutely fetish shit. You got a lot of boxes you're checking right here.
Which guys, I told myself I wasn't going to eat lunch because I did stop at McDonald's this morning and got a hash brown and a coffee.
Chicks that look like a Spice Girl.
And I
ate
a pizza
girl,
for lunch.
Enjoy that metabolism while you have it.
Dude, yeah, this is just like a fetish.
I'll probably get hungry in like an hour.
And then I'll probably go watch football. And then I'll
look at the Frito Lays on her goddamn fingers.
It's so juicy and Dorito-y.
She knows what she's doing.
I've never had like the Cool Ranch one.
I think I found your soulmate.
Listen, I wouldn't watch this. Look at her in her.
I don't know why I'm
shitty
so
secondhand rent-a-car. It's like fake leather and shit. With her 90s football jersey hoodie she's got
Look
on.
At her nails.
I gotta say, I mean, Allie and Joe should be taking notes here because this is a pretty easy way to supplement the old income. I mean, you get a couple hundred thousand views, get some advertisers on there, fast food, and Jimmy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be sexy. Like, I'd forget that the camera was on, and I'd start just pounding.
Well, Allie, I think that's the whole point of it, though.
What I thought of doing once was just... to kind of, I don't know, make fun of people doing videos and things, was to do an Instagram live of me just eating my lunch.
Do it!
But now that I see this, I feel like that's opening a whole can of worms of, like, people responding to me in a weird way.
Maybe
with the connotations
of worms.
Weirder than the fans of this show responding
to
me?
Yeah, honestly.
She puts her blinders on with that.
The fans of this show are the best. There are some people out there who...
Very true. Good save. Yep.
They all have manicures, the fans of this show.
There's no one is... although I assume you have more of a following if you engage with the followers, but no one's putting a gun to your guys' head to actually look at the comments. You can just post those videos and pretend like everyone is in the right while watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the ad money to come. I'm telling you, this is a money-making idea.
Because
and I want
truly, if you could get Taco Bell to buy you food,
no
like,
kidding.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yes! I think I can see the wheels rolling here.
You know what?
I'm surprised.
When I first moved to New York, I lived in Harlem, and there was a fried chicken place that sold ice cream. And I wanted to get an ice cream once, and they go, "We'll give it to you for free if you'll sit in the window and eat the ice cream."
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're the original mukbang.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
for like a minute, I was like, and then I was like, that's so weird.
There's a lot of things that make it difficult to be a cute girl, but every once in a while, there's some perks.
See, I don't think it's that. I think it's letting other white people know that it's safe
that's
to come
exactly.
in.
Oh, yeah. Nothing to do with the cute girl.
Listen, you don't have to be, like, just because we have a after 8 p.m. window at this store doesn't mean that you...
It's because the counter's behind glass.
Yeah,
I was going to come in here.
Exactly. Yeah, that, seriously, it's the bulletproof glass, and I'm eating right in front of it.
That is fucking great.
Segway, speaking of eating alone.
Ooh.
There we go.
Where did that go?
A for the day. For
that, a fox, for sure.
There's a study-backed argument for eating alone. So OpenTable is an online platform where you can make reservations for restaurants. They have seen an 80% rise in solo reservations in New York City between 2014 and 2018. There was a 2017 study in the journal Appetito.
I think that's
one of those, where researchers went on to find that when it came to young adults aged 20 to 40, there was actually a link between eating alone and eating more healthy. Apparently, eating alone hits the sweet spot. You pay more attention to the flavor of your food. You don't overeat. You can order what you want. Also, there were studies that said when people were in groups, they tended to mirror what other people were doing. If they ordered dessert, you would order dessert. If you would overeat or overdrink, so would your partner, whatever. I use that ploy all the time when I am working in restaurants. If you get one person to order dessert, everyone will. Or one person gets another round of drinks, everyone will. Yeah, so it increases the bill.
A little dick.
But I am curious if anyone has a hang up about eating alone. Some people hate doing it. I love going out alone.
I eat alone all the time, except with drinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we should just end here.
Good night.
Oh man, do I resemble
like
that remark.
Come back for the mukbang episode tomorrow. Where Joanne will eat 400 pounds of Taco Bell.
Just
eating alone is so great.
Yeah.
Yes.
You take your time, you relax.
Reading material.
Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to say that so people knew I could read. But no, it's the best. And like, wasn't there a thing? And this is where Waiting for Mr. Goodbar came. Wasn't it like sort of like frowned upon for women to be at bars alone up until like the mid-70s? But then that's the whole point, was that she would go to bars and pretend to read or kind of read to pick up dudes, and then one guy kills her or something like that, I think. Sorry about the spoiler, but it's a 50-year-old movie. And so then I wonder if that's the same thing with eating alone, too. Or less. I guess it's less of a stigma if you're just boozing it up by yourself.
Well, it depends on where you eat, too, because if you sit at a table...
In Harlem.
People,
ice cream in the window.
If you sit by yourself at a table, people probably think you want to be alone. But if you sit at a bar to eat a meal, if you're a woman, I feel like guys are like, oh, she wants me to go talk to her. And then you get guys trying to talk to you, and if you don't want that, that's annoying.
That's a good point. And so then, is there something to be said about if you're a single lady alcoholic out there and you don't want to be bothered, drink at the table rather than at the bar?
Okay, that's actually
then,
a good.
Yeah, it's sort of like this weird
wall
buffer. Of yeah.
Also, I eat alone a lot. Like, I'll just end up somewhere and I'll eat alone. But to make a reservation to eat alone is a big stress. Another level of eating alone. That's like taking yourself out. That's like a...
Reservations for a horn? How many? One.
Wait,
you're making a reservation, dude?
A romantic restaurant.
Yourself?
It's called eating at the bar. Just make a reservation for the bar stool. Yeah. Order a bar menu.
You walk in when it's late. You don't need a reservation for one, generally speaking. I mean, unless, like you said, if you're going to the top restaurant, but that's a little sad to do by yourself. Yeah.
I think the whole point of this was people going to fancy restaurants by themselves, right? Or was
No.
I don't think fancy.
No.
A lot of times they were saying that people would go to sort of nicer places because then the bill is cheaper. Because, again, you're not ordering the more things you know.
Well,
I mean, that tendency with another person.
The only reason I would like to go to a nice restaurant with somebody else is because if, like, I can't order a bunch of shit. So if they're with me, then that means we can get two appetizers. They can get an entree. I can try theirs. They can try mine.
Yeah, true. Try
see, I'm not
stuff.
Trying to. I'm not trying to like. I hate the idea that you take a date to like a fancy. I think it's bullshit. I think it's like the biggest fucking stupid thing you could ever do.
I don't like it
because
either.
You're not like. Oh, thanks, Bill. no, but I mean, like, it's it feels like such a stupid thing to do to take like you're trying to get to know somebody, and it's like I don't even trust you with what you're saying, much less your palate. Like, I can't like. Like, why would I take you to, like, something, like, really not... Like, I would rather just go by myself. Maybe I could put my earbuds in. Like, have you ever listened to, like, a full Doors album and eaten a... Like, and just have nobody... Nobody bothers you? Like, it's fucking... It's great.
The only thing that I would eat if I was listening to a full Doors album would be a very suspect-looking brownie. I don't know if I'd actually have a full meal doing that. But also, why not take Allie to Harlem? Free meal.
Well, free ice cream.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can swing the whole meal, you guys, but ice cream, I can
the
get.
Only danger of eating by yourself is if you go out at 2 in the morning in Chicago to go to Subway, you might get beat up by guys you hired yourself. That's the only thing, the downfall I can see.
Yeah, it's weird. They give out those free nooses at Subway around that time of the night.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, though, is like if you live by yourself and you eat by yourself all the time, that develops some very bad habits that sometimes can
Bill, yes.
Well, just eating with your hands. Yeah. I mean, at home, I never use utensils because I guess I'm a fucking pig, but like, I'll find myself.
But what food are you eating without utensils?
Anything.
Pasta.
Like, yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
soup.
Macaroni and cheese? The what?
I probably shouldn't do it, but if you're just sitting there watching TV, kind of doing that, and then you'll find that those sometimes will. So, sort of present themselves accidentally out in public if you do it too often. I've read.
That's true. I've licked a knife in public where, you know, when you're home and you like peanut butter. And
yes.
I've been in public where I was like, ugh.
Oh, you're a caper. So,
yeah. yeah, that's when you get kicked out of those free ice cream gigs.
Yeah, they don't want you sitting there licking knives in the window.
Ooh. From licking knives to bored wives. Kind of. Yeah, you don't have to give it to me. I'm not on my game today. This is, I believe, Jezebel. They really do provide me with, in style.
I love when they have the 4-page long articles.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for Garrett.
Mundane topic.
The now thing. It was basically talking about couples who have different libidos, specifically women having higher ones than men, profiled several cases peppered with questionable facts where the woman wanted to have sex more times than the guy. They felt ashamed. I don't know why they would. The guy rightly felt gay. And they said that, I'm kidding, of course, that it wasn't necessarily an issue of alcohol and or impotence, but just a lack of interest on the guy's side. Justin, have you ever found this to be a case where one wanted it more than the other?
I feel like it's every case.
That was the original head of the article. This is, what if it, she said that she was, went from someone who wasn't as, interesting as someone she normally would, but she was looking for somebody who could pass a drug test and contribute to a 401k, which I don't even necessarily know why you got to trade one for the
Those
other.
Those are always my standards. On a first date, I ask for the credit score.
I can't even tell if you're kidding or not.
I do always ask that. It's kind of a joke, but it's also kind of not. Letting you know what you'll get on
At the same time, she's auditioning for one of those credit score commercials.
Yes, exactly.
I actually do have a great app on my phone. You can check your credit score, and it won't make it go down. It's called CreditWise by Capital One.
There we go.
No, really, I do. It's really great. I've auditioned. Told me about it.
Interesting. Well, hopefully we'll get them.
Do you want me to check
tomorrow.
My score right now?
Please don't. Actually, I'm scared that you'll actually ask me to check mine.
I'm too scared to even know that.
Allie, is this a thing, or is this something that InStyle just called me into doing because it's a tugger?
I would like to meet one of these guys who wants to have sex a little less.
That's kind of what
animals.
I was thinking. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I would love
I've never
a break.
Met a guy. Yeah, that didn't want to have sex all the time. Like, I don't get. I mean, I've had guys who we had sex a lot,
for?
And they were still cheating, having sex with other people. Like, I've never met a guy who doesn't want to have sex. I think I don't understand this. I'd like to meet.
I have some theories.
I can't take all this toxic femininity.
Sex again! Your toxic femininity is killing us!
I'm not a piece of meat!
Yes!
Is that the same thing as toxic shock? Or are they completely different?
It's never been different.
Don, how about you? I mean, is it there come a point where every relationship has its lulls, if I use the word lull correctly?
Lulls? Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's called marriage, I think.
That's the thing. It's like I'm pretty much single my whole life. Yeah. You know, I've never been married, don't have kids. It's mostly like when people get married, their sex drive goes down.
Right.
The woman pops out a few kids. She doesn't want to have sex anymore. He doesn't want to have sex with her anymore. That's usually the case. But in my case, I'm in a relationship. I want to have sex. And sometimes the woman wants it more. Woman wants it just as much. Sometimes a little less. That's all right. But I like, men are the predators. We're the hunters, man. We've the chase is better than the catch. That's the thing. We like to go for it. It is a little off-putting when the woman is the chaser.
Again, I'm extremely lazy, so I find that very preferable. the more I can just sit there eating alone with my hands and have them come to me, oh, that's ideal. Joe, is this a bullshit story or not bullshitty enough?
I just think that there's so many factors about this, like how long you've been together, are you living together?
True.
Has there been infidelity in the past? I find like sometimes with women, if they know that there has been infidelity, but they still want to give it a go, they then are putting themselves out there more, I think, because they think that's what their partner wants. But yeah, I don't know. What I find craziest is like you were talking about marriage. I've had friends who've told me about their other friends who have been married and like, or had a kid and just haven't had sex in like 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And
that is common. Because
the woman doesn't feel sexy. Crazy. The guy can't feel the sides anymore. They're like, oh, I get it.
And you get this, and it just becomes matter of fact. I mean, it just all of a sudden you go into this cycle, and I have a bunch of friends of friends. Good, I'm going to start using that.
Yeah.
Friends of my friends, certainly not my friends, that to a T, it's like maybe once, twice a year. And their vacations are scheduled. Are like a sex vacation, and even then they're not even that into it. But when they say vacation, it's like something scheduled where they're not at their home and they're actually possibly going to have sex.
That just sounds like why get married.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's a beautiful union between two loving people.
Also, when you have it becomes a point where it's like when you have kids, like. There's like a 6 week period where you can't, you can't.
Oh, God.
So you get to a point where it's like, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Or like, even when like you get to the 8th and 9th month mark, like as a dude, there's always a thing where it's like, dude, if I get on top, am I going to cry? Like you're terrified. So you're scared all the time. And so I think there's a thing
Have you had sex with a pregnant woman?
Oh, constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I call it masturbation. But, yeah.
That is the best and oddest euphemism for masturbation. Yeah.
To the pregnant.
I guess you're making your hand pregnant? I don't know.
No, I mean, but I think there's a thing is like once you get used to like, you reset a new cycle. So it's like, oh, so I'm used to doing it. I'll take care of my urges, and then you're like, I love this woman. She's having my baby, and then you're like, and then it becomes like, I don't want to burden them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, I don't want to force them into doing something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
They just had my child. They just went through this whole thing. So I feel like it's not like a sexual thing. It's more like this is the woman that I love, and she's done this. She's given me a son. Or, you know, somebody that's not a son.
I'm trying to think if we've ever had a pro-marriage show. Like, if we've ever said one good thing about that institution.
Remember when...
And the streak continues.
Remember the few times Aaron was on and he was, like, pro-marriage? He was like...
Well, it's like he was trying to convince himself.
Or I was like, why did you get married? He's like, marriage is a beautiful thing. Yeah, I'm very robotic. Marriage is a beautiful thing.
he was saying that all the way up 7th Avenue in the elevator, all of that. Marriage is a beautiful thing. Marriage is a beautiful thing.
Meanwhile, he gets a heart monitor for all the fucking stress he's going through. Actual true fact.
What we're saying here is fuck marriage.
Exactly. Yeah.
You
because
keep having sex and never get married.
Yes, exactly.
No. I would never. I mean, everyone's divorced in my family too.
Let's
so
have
I just
sex.
Don't know.
Well,
I love this, guys. We've got this has become a dating game.
I love the idea of the people that have never been married talking about how bad marriage is. That's always a favorite.
Oh, we have eyes. Right. I know I've never committed murder, but I've watched enough movies to know that it's probably not a good idea. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, this show is pregnant with fun. See?
There you
kind
go.
Of a second.
Beautiful.
Finally.
Let's go down the table. Give us your plugs where we can see you to continue the fun. Justin, you first.
I'm recording something really cool at the Omaha Funny Bone on March 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if you're in that area, it's going to be a pretty cool thing. So, oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Woo!
Allie? Oh, go ahead.
You're good.
Okay. I'm on the Bob and Tom show every Wednesday. So
that's
if you
right,
want to listen in the morning, I'll be on tomorrow morning.
We will. And if you don't, again, I will go to your lawn, take a dump.
Yes.
Don?
Nothing. I just got some comedy albums out there if you want to check them out on iTunes and all that stuff.
Wherever fine Don products are sold.
DonJameson.com.
Thank you. Get on there now. And let's go to the graphics, Joe. It's about time to sum it all up. You've got a lot of weird things to sum up as far as the show is concerned.
You're like so that. Tan. I love that picture, Joe.
Yeah, it was in the summer. Thank you. I have heard, actually, that of all the fast foods, Taco Bell is the best for you.
What?
I don't know if that's true. I don't want to do the research because when I'm walking home late at night, there's a new Taco Bell by me. I like to stop in.
Oh, wow.
Stop in, get a bunch of food, make a video.
Yeah.
Thank you.